Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Kristen Kenny from Red Bull Global Rallycross, and you're listening to Thursday Night Thunder on the Speedway Digest Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to the September 15th edition of Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder, episode 91 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and tonight Michael Mullally and myself once again try and share some of our viewpoints about motorsports with the world, learn more about our favorite drivers, and bring to the forefront some of the issues surrounding modern auto racing. Now, once again, I'd like to apologize for some of the technical glitches we've had over the past couple of weeks. I know last week wasn't that bad, but it was bad enough. The previous week was, I think it was probably almost entirely gone. And the week before that, we luckily had Michael Mullally on to help us out, and it went pretty well. We are going to have some new and exciting guests joining us on the program in the next few weeks. We don't have anyone scheduled for this evening, but the Did I mention how annoying the technical issues have been over the past few weeks? I'm pretty sure I did. Obviously, they're going to continue a little bit more this evening, but I'm standing by with my finger on the button, as it were, and will continue to reconnect as often as I need to. Hopefully, this was the last time. I have no clue, though. And again, I apologize. As I said, we do have some new and exciting guests showing up in the next few weeks. They've got some special late model drivers are going to be joining us, and it should be pretty exciting. I'll send out more details about them once I've totally confirmed everything. They are scheduled to be on next week on the 22nd, one of the drivers, and another one again on the 29th. But as I stated before, we are looking for more guests on the program. We're going to reach out to some more professional drivers, as well as drivers who basically are weekend warriors. So anybody who's interested in motorsports, tweet us, and we'll put you on the schedule. We're really interested in doing that. Michael Mullally has not joined us yet, but she's standing by. So I'm not going to have any of the brief discussions as of yet. I will make a mention, however, that our thoughts and prayers are going out to Robbie Gordon this evening, whose father and stepmother died today in apparent murder-suicide at their home in California. Now, Robbie Gordon was definitely pretty broken up when he did denounce that earlier today. He said that there are some other details pending, and he will announce them as soon as the coroner gives him the ability to do so. I don't want to speculate too much, but I'm pretty sure there was some sort of illness involved, as there are those sort of things. Bob Gordon was a racer himself. He was more involved in horsepower. As he stated to Robbie Gordon, who's a young man, one horsepower isn't enough for you. You need to go on to something bigger. And he did, and Robbie Gordon's been very successful in what he's done. He's bounced around quite a bit. Most of his interest right now is in the Robbie Gordon Stadium Super Truck Series, but he does also do off-road racing. He does the Dakar Rally, which currently is held in South America. And he does other rally events as well. He was in NASCAR at one point. He was also involved in IndyCar for a while. He actually had an issue where he got a pretty severe burn from alcohol from the IndyCar several years ago. But again, we wish him all the best. We hope that it wasn't a major, that it was something that they'd been preparing for, but you can never really prepare for that sort of thing, and hopefully it'll work itself out. It is a tough time for Robbie Gordon and his family, and it's a really bad day for the Gordons in general. This weekend, the chase gets going at the in NASCAR. They've got 16 drivers, so it should be an interesting thing to see how that goes. I know they eliminate after the next four races, then you move on from there, and some of those win and you're in type things. I've never really been a true fan of the chase, although it is an interesting way of getting people involved, I suppose, and it's an interesting way of keeping track of how the thing goes. But it should be pretty good. I don't have a favorite have yet for the chase. But I'll let you know. We'll have a little bit more of a discussion of that in the coming weeks, I'm certain. Well, we're standing by for Michael Mullally to come on. We'll go ahead and do a selection from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew. This is Last When You Crash. When You Crash, from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew. We'd now like to welcome Malcolm Mavali to the program. You've got a big race coming up this weekend. What's the deal with the big race at the Freda this weekend?
Yeah, it's supposed to be the final race for the track, basically. They told my dad that there's a 90% chance it'll be, or not a 90% chance, oh my gosh, that there's a 10% chance that they'll be racing next year, but they say that they're really just done and they're tired of it, which is understandable. They've been running that track for 15 years, but I think this weekend will be a good way for them to go out because they do have three traveling classes coming that are pretty cool to watch, so we shall see if it's a good turnout.
You're going to try and make it for a little victory this weekend?
That's the plan, but we just had to fix the oil leak in the old girl, so hopefully she still runs the same.
That's so you can have the smoke screen going out the back and confuse all.
Oh, yeah, we had that last race for sure. It was kind of embarrassing, but the car was stupid fast, so maybe it helped having that oil leak.
Yeah, it lubricates all the equipment and the tires and everything else, too. There you go.
Yeah, makes it corner faster, I guess.
Exactly. So how do you feel about the lawsuit against Tony Stewart?
I'm actually not quite up to date with that. Is it still the one with that Kevin, wasn't his name, Kevin Ward? Is it the one with his family?
Yeah. One of those. There's also another one that he was just served with against a few of the major drivers from the Dirt Car series, including Scotty Blomqvist, who's suing him for defamation. So they want an awful lot of money from Tony Stewart. Plus, he has issues with his insurance company where they're not going to pay for some of the damages that he's had over the past couple seasons. So, Tony's got some issues going into his retirement.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he can end it with a... I don't know. He's not in the chase, is he? Or is he in the chase?
Yes, he is. He was in the news conference today. So.
Oh, well, maybe he'll end it with a championship, and then we won't hear about him anymore.
Exactly. He'll end up with a championship and have some money left to pay off the people who are suing him. Well, this weekend they've got the racing in Sonoma. They've also got racing going on at the Circuit of the Americas this weekend. That's one of the bigger races. That's the IMSA race for the Endurance Championship showing up for that one. So that should be pretty interesting as well. Got the IndyCar race. Got the first race of the Chase. Got a race, I believe it's in Concord again, in North Carolina. The NHRA will be there for the Carolina Nationals. So it'll be a busy weekend of racing anyway.
Yeah. Hey, whoever won, I know I'm such a terrible person. Who won, you know, when they carried the race over from the Seattle Nationals because it got rained out? Who ended up winning? Or do we not know?
Yep. I did not see who won that race, no. I'm going to let you know if he won or not.
Maybe I'll Google it and I'll let you know.
Okay. Should have contacted him, said he wanted to do a follow-up interview to see if he won the race or not.
You're like, hey, I'm just curious if you won.
Okay. But I think it'll be the IndyCar race should be pretty interesting this weekend. I know that they actually have the person who's racing, who's going to be in the back seat of the two car thing, will be the dance partner for Hinchcliffe. Will be at the race there. They're going to do a special thing on Friday for that. That's kind of cool. I don't know if you watched the Dancing with the Stars. I didn't see it, but I saw the highlight things. And I think that's kind of interesting that the James Hinchcliffe is competing this year.
Yeah, no, I don't watch Dancing with the Stars, but that is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. You should be a Stars fan just because James Hinchcliffe is on there. That's what they're trying anyway. That or just to see Ryan Lochte fall down. I think that was actually the best highlight of the show there.
That's terrible. That's funny.
So how do you feel about Dale Jr. not being in the series for the rest of the year?
I called it. Now why he's not going to do it for the rest of the year, that I cannot call, but I called it.
Mm-hmm. Because you have inside information, I can tell. One of those racer's intuition things.
Yeah. Or he was just scared. I'm just joking. I don't know.
It could be. I think there's a little bit of fear involved. I think a lot of it is the fact that he just really can't see straight because he has those really, really thick glasses on now. And his coordination isn't quite as good as it was before. His timing isn't as good. And it's just not a good thing overall. It will be interesting in the future to see whether he actually comes back or not. I think that there's a pretty large amount of doubt whether he's going to come back next season or not. But again, it will be entirely up to him and his physicians, of course, and Hendrick Motorsports too. Earlier in the show, I was playing drop phone thing, and now it appears like you're dropping off a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
So, I think that it'll be interesting with Dale Earnhardt Jr. next season, whether he's able to come back, or whether they put William Byron in the car, or one of the other drivers that they've been working with. You never know. All depends on the sponsors, I think. That's the main thing. who they want in the car. And if they want Dale in the car, it might be a little complicated. But I'm sure that he'll try his hardest to come back. It all depends on where his heart is, though.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be back just because of who he is. But then again, if he doesn't come back, I don't think it'll really matter just because of who he is. Kind of like a catch-22 here.
Yeah. I thought it was something about that they didn't have any Dale Jr. commercials on this past weekend during the NASCAR race. Pretty much eliminated the Dale in his office thing. They didn't have any other nationwide commercials. They did have a couple with him in the Goodyear thing, but those were very few.
No, you don't really see a lot of Dale Jr., you know, like promoting stuff. Really, I mean, I see like a lot of Facebook people and like people in general that are like, oh my gosh, Dale Jr. is just so cool. But I mean, other than that, he's kind of, I hate to say it, but he's kind of fading a little bit, just like Danica Patrick. I mean, she was a big thing, like, oh, Danica Patrick, and now you don't really hear much about her either. So I think it's just kind of out with the old.
Well, I think the big thing with Danica is the fact she hasn't been successful is what they were hoping at Stuart Haas Racing. I know that they were hoping that with the equipment she's getting and the training and the different teammates and all that she'd actually end up in the top five or maybe even winning a race sometime. But that hasn't happened, and the advertisers know that, and I'm sure the team knows that. So it's just sort of fading rather quickly.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping she'd be successful, but, you know, she's just not that impressive. I mean, it is impressive what she's doing, but I kind of thought she'd have at least, like, a couple wins by now.
I'm sure that most of the NASCAR people don't look at the twin ring Motegi in Japan almost a decade ago. That doesn't pull much weight with So what do you think about the changes in IndyCar for next season? Are they going to go with a freeze of the aero packages, and then for the following year they're basically going to have a unified body style for all of the manufacturers again?
Change isn't necessarily good, but I don't know. It's kind of one of those things that I don't think you know it's going to happen until... You know, they make the changes and try it out.
Yeah, I think that the fact that they're not adjusting anything next year is basically the fact that they think that they've evened out. But it'll be I don't know how the 2018 thing will work, because for a long time they basically had the one body style for the Hondas, the Chevys, and everybody else, and that made it look like all you're watching is basically fancy go-karts going around the track, and I have a feeling that might be the way they're going back again. That's not exactly a good thing. So who's your pick for the champion of NASCAR Sprint Cup Series this year?
I'm going with Kyle Busch, unfortunately. What about you?
I'll go with Kurt. Yeah, I'll go with Kurt Busch. I think that'll be pretty good for him if he was able to repeat again. The last time he won, it wasn't in the chase. It was last year of the old point system, so it'll be interesting to see how he does in the chase race this year.
It'll be interesting.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. I know that they've had some ups and downs in NASCAR the past few weeks, and the actual competitive chase and it's safe and everything else, but you never know. I don't think that the attendance will be any higher here at Homestead. It was okay. Apparently we're playing musical Get Disconnected here again, but hopefully I'm back on the air now. Can you hear me?
All right, I can hear you now.
There we go. So, anyways, it should be a pretty good weekend of racing. I think it'll be a good weekend to start the chase, and the year should be quite an interesting prospect to get the first few people who drop out of the chase are. Personally, I think it might be Tony Stewart who drops out early just because he has had some issues in the past few weeks, being a little aggressive. So, how do you feel about the John Hunter Nemechek thing a couple of weeks ago where he ended in his victory there in Motorsports Park off in the grass, pushing Cole Custer into the wall the whole way?
You know, I read about that, and I was like, what? But every driver, every person has their breaking point. So, I mean, obviously that doesn't make it okay. Like, you can't do that, but I think it's kind of funny.
Is that who you're going to try and win the race this weekend? Just push up to the front, find the next driver, and hold them all the way around.
We shall see.
That'll be make the national news with you holding the person all the way around the track with sparks flying up in the air.
Yeah, that would be one way to do it.
I think the IndyCar changes will be something as well. I don't think that they're necessarily the best way of going about it, but I know they have to try and do something different, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to bring in different fan base to try and make the cars a little bit safer, keep the pieces from flying away as frequently. Yeah, I don't know if you heard about it, but in the IMSA series, they're having some issues with some of the Porsches, including the one that's sponsored by WeatherTech, which is the sponsor of the WeatherTech Championship there in IMSA. The Porsches are complaining about balance of performance issues, and several of them have actually left the series, moving on to the Pirelli World Challenge and other things.
No, I did not hear about that.
If you're a Porsche fan, you don't want to be watching IMSA for the next few weeks because there aren't very many Porsches that are going to be there. There's one, maybe, I think it's the BlackRock Porsche or whatever, is going to be at the next race in Texas. But there won't be very many 911s in the field at all. And probably in negotiations, especially with the WeatherTech car, the Oxshow racing car. But it's not really a good thing for IMSA to lose their primary sponsor's team to another series because they don't like the way the stewards are maintaining the series. It'll also be something to see how the cars are compared, how the IMSA series, the WeatherTech series is compared to the World Endurance Championships, since they're both racing on the same track. I think that in the past, the World Endurance Championships complained that IMSA basically had the whole day to themselves, and when the World Endurance Championships started later in the afternoon, everybody went home. and there's not really a whole lot of people who go to that race anyway. It doesn't fill up the stands like the Formula One race does by any means. But it doesn't really look good when you've got the most expensive cars in the world racing around the track and there's nobody there to see them.
Yeah. Nope, you're right.
What's your next big race after this weekend's race in Freda?
Well, we were going to race in Hermiston, Oregon, but they ended up shutting their season down early because they weren't getting the people in the stands either, which means they weren't making money, which means they couldn't afford to keep it open the rest of the season. So we were going to race the Mini Stock Nationals up there, but now I'm thinking that after Ephrata, because this weekend is Wenatchee's last race too, so I'm thinking that after this weekend, we'll probably end up towing the car to Yakima for their big mini stock race up there, and then just worry about next season, I guess, since everybody's being lame around here.
Around every motor on the track. Everybody you don't know, everybody they might not know, and all that.
Yeah, I guess I'd probably prefer to race people I don't know, because then if like you hit them, they can't be like, I thought we were friends or something stupid like that, because people are such babies when they race.
Well, we'd like to thank everybody for listening again this week. And once again, if you're a race driver, crew chief, pit member, or track owner, or maybe just a huge fan of the sport, we'd love to hear from you. Contact either Mike or myself. You deserve your 15 minutes of fame, and we would love to hear from you. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. You can also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read all the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. We've had some interesting articles this past week. We're going to try and get a racer from the Superboat series to come on the show, and we just covered their last event, so you might want to check that out. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting palmbeach.happeningmag.com. Stay tuned on Twitter at PBHappening, on the website, Instagram, and more, and find out what's happening in the Palm Beaches.
Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in the Thunderdome, when we will be delving into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond.